News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Cliff Taylor, Irish Times columnist, is with us. He has been crunching the numbers on when the reduction in gas prices, oil prices, wholesale fuel prices are actually going to wash through and have an effect on us punters. Cliff, we are being told it could take months. Is that what you're working out?
Well, depends what you're looking at, Anton, I guess. If you're talking about petrol prices at the pumps and diesel prices, they're coming down already. I think somebody filling up today is going to be, we'll notice a difference compared to a week ago, 10 cents or so a litre. So that is, I suppose, the bit of the energy market where households see an immediate gain when something like this happens. And I suppose the next key decision on that is going to be whether the government extends the excise and VAT cuts, which are due to announce at the end of July. That's a big political call. When you go to other areas like electricity, you're right, it is slower. So what the companies there say is, look, we didn't put prices up quickly when gas prices started to go up, and gas obviously is the key input into electricity. Electric Ireland, which is the retail arm of the ESB, did put its prices up, and that will come into effect in July. That was pretty much following what other companies had done in November, and I think the worry had been if this had gone on, we could have been looking at another series of hikes coming into next winter. And hopefully that is now off the table. But I don't think we're going to see electricity and gas prices come down for consumers quickly, because we have this thing in the market that they take a while to go up and then they take a while to come down again. And as I say, the increases we have seen during the crisis are nothing like we saw, for example, back in 2022 when the prices shot up and then it was a long period of decrease. So consumers are going to have to hang on in that area, I think.
And Cliff, what about long-term significant structural changes? Because obviously what has happened in Ukraine and what has happened in Iran has caused concerns about reliable access to fuels at a reasonable cost and the energy security issue. Is there much scope for a significant shift in how and where we source our fuels?
Not in the short term. It's difficult, and I suppose Ireland is caught here to a large extent as a small kind of peripheral country with a limited production capacity of electricity itself. Obviously, we're developing renewables onshore. Wind is now a significant source of our energy. We're well behind, unfortunately, with our offshore wind plans. And that's not going to be coming into the grid anytime soon. We are working on extra interconnections with France, for example. That's going to come on stream, although that's been delayed. So we are kind of caught in this at the moment and reliant on imported fossil fuels, oil and gas. And as we've seen during this crisis, you know, there are two issues there. One is security of supply. And we have some oil stocks, all right, that would take us through a couple of months, but we don't have much in the way of gas stocks, and there's a government plan to develop that, but that'll be a long time coming on stream. And then there's the issue of, I suppose, what you might call price security, the prices shoot up and shoot down. And really the only way to address that in the longer term is by developing renewables and having them as a larger proportion of our total input. But then the other issue for the government then is, how do they deal with this in terms of helping households? And what we've seen over the last few years is these, I suppose what you might call emergency measures, energy credits, extra welfare payments and so on. And the government is thinking about how it might move to a more permanent system of supporting households, and there's a task force working on that. And its report is due to come out in the third quarter of this year. But I think that is an issue, all right, because the energy credits cost a heck of a lot of money for the exchequer. They help people who do need it, but they also have other people who don't need it. And the government is trying to come up with a more targeted scheme.
Okay.
But as ever, it's not an easy thing to do.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.